This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
To Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
There's a peace for the people of God. There is a rest for the people of God. Israel, the whole nation, with just a couple exceptions, did not enter into God's best, His rest or His best. I hate to say this, but I believe that there are organizations that call themselves churches that never teach a message that will bring people, the people of God, into a place of rest and God's best. Maybe a great social club. Maybe you can learn about God there. Maybe you can learn to believe in God. But as some have told me, they for 10, 20, 30 years never heard an invitation to accept Jesus into their life. But that's not who you are. You are those who are God's household. You are God's kids. You are heaven bound. You are those who share in the blessings of God. And we are those who keep our courage up. Look at verse 6, chapter 3. Verse 6. But Christ, the faithful Son, was in charge of the entire household. Who's in charge? Who is the household? Who is in the household? Anybody in the house that's in the household? And who is in charge of the whole household? And Moses was faithful in his house, but Jesus is faithful to his household. And we are God's household if we keep our courage up. We are those who keep our courage up and remain confident in our hope. Can you say that about yourself? You should say it about yourself. I am one who stays encouraged in the hope of the Lord, and my confidence is absolutely secure. We keep our courage up. We encourage each other. We remain confident. We are not questioning whether or not Jesus is Lord of our life. We know it. This is awesome. Verse 7 instructs us that we are those who listen. Today you must listen. Those who remain confident, those who keep their courage up, we listen to His voice. Some will tell me, God doesn't talk to me. Yes, He does. If you're not hearing, then it's a hearing issue. Somebody just told us, when did Andrew have his last hearing test? I said, I don't know. You know, it's like a lot of other things. If you can't talk, how do you know? You know, people try to give him tests, and it's like, I don't know. I know he hears. He hears me. He hears mom. His mom. Nobody else really knows. They're like, well, I don't know, you know. But we know, we know. How do we know? Because God speaks to His people. John says that His sheep hear His voice. And so if it's a hearing issue, then you need to have your ears open so you can hear. Change channels. I'm going to ask you a dangerous question. Can you hear the TV? Shut it off so you can listen. Can you hear other people talking to you? Yes, yes, yes. Well, shut them off too if you have to. Get alone and get quiet and say, God, get your Bible out and read it. If you can't read, listen to it and say, God, give me ears to hear you speak into my life. I want to hear you speak. And I promise you, God will speak into your life. He'll speak. We are those who keep our courage up and remain confident. We are those who choose to listen. Amen? We are those in verse 8 who choose to not let our hearts become hardened. Don't harden your hearts against Him, as Israel did. Verse 12, we understand that we need to be careful, not anxious with fear of what's going on around us, but sensitive to the Word of God, the work of God, and the Holy Spirit of God. Careful. We're careful. If you sense that you've been reckless, then say, God, take the recklessness out of me. I need to be careful to listen and to receive. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil. It means you do a checkup from the heart up. Say, God, where's my heart? The psalmist said, search me, O God. Know my heart. God does do that. He searches. He knows. But when we pray that, we're saying, God, let me know what you see, not what I see. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving. We are those who do that. Every time we receive communion, we ask the Lord to search our hearts. Correct us if correction is needed. Direct us where direction is needed. Yes, we guard our hearts against unbelief and turning away from the living God. And then, verse 13, we are those who understand we are accountable to uphold one another. I remember one day in the early days that the Word tells us of Adam and Eve's children, where one of the brothers said, am I my brother's keeper? What are you asking me about my brother? Of course, he'd killed him. Am I my brother's keeper? The Word of God says that we are to warn each other. How often? Every day. Every day. I don't know that I've done a good job of that. I'm not even sure that I signed up for you to do that to me. I mean, when was the last time somebody came up and said to you, where are you in your walk with God? I see you in church, but where are you? I'm not asking you if you're going to church. I'm asking you, where are you in your quiet walk with God? Are you walking with God? Are you intimate with God? Are you personal and relational? Are you spending time with God? When was the last time you forgot the clock when you were spending time with God? We're so busy. We have so many appointments. We dash here and dash there. But when was the last time we forgot the clock because we were enjoying His presence? Must warn each other every day as long as it's called today. In other words, we don't know how long we're going to live. So today's our day. So in this day, If you are my friend and I am your friend, then we need to do a better job of loving each other enough to ask those questions. Jesus did, didn't he? He had the disciples with him. He said, who do people say that I am? And then he said, but who do you say that I am right now? Who am I to you right now? It's not who do you believe that I could be, but who do you say with your mouth and your life? Who are you saying that I am? So, you must warn each other every day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we're faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Listen. Today you must listen. Don't harden your hearts. But this high priest, chapter 4, verse 15, this high priest, Jesus, of ours, understands our weaknesses. Amen? He can help us with our temptations because he understands our weaknesses. For he faced all of the same temptations we do, yet he did not sin. And here we go, here we go, here we go. So let us... This is a scriptural salad. Anytime you see it in the Word of God, lettuce. Anytime you see a spiritual salad in the Word of God, you need to say, this includes me. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. Help. He will help us with our temptations. He will help us with our weaknesses. Because he knows what we are going through. He's been here. He's been through it. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. This is prayer. This is God time. There. There. We will receive mercy. That's it. It is, and it's biblical. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. How many times would we pray if we prayed every time the devil attacked? This is a good time for a prayer meeting. I know I was scheduled to go to the store, but I'm not going to. I'm going to go to the Word, and I'm going to go to my knees. I'm going to go to my quiet place. I'm going to hang out with God. God is going to give me mercy. God is going to give me strength. God is going to give me deliverance. Every time the enemy attacks, I want the devil to know what I'm going to do. You attack me, I know where the mercy is. I go to the throne. You come up against... Come on, Miss Sister Blanche, come on up. You have a plan to mess up my day? Well, I'm just going to go back to God and give Him my day, and I'm going to spend enough time as is needed to receive the mercy and the grace that I need. In Jesus' name. He's able to help us in our temptations, and the way He helps us is when we ask for help. We ask for help and we receive mercy and grace when we ask. I was thinking about this song the Gaithers did. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. A lot of benefits. A lot of benefits. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joint heirs with Jesus. As we travel on this sod, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. You will notice around here we say brother and sister. It's because we're a family. And these around me are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory. In this family, so dear, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm a part, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. But listen to this verse. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king. Man, Joseph would say, from the pit of the prison, come on up, honey, from the pit of the prison to the palace, from the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, from the weak to the strong, I don't feel so worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joint heirs with Jesus. As I travel this sod, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Amen. 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 The enemy says, who are you? What right do you have? Say, I'm a part of the family of God. God the Father is my Father. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's also my big brother. And He's conquered you, so I don't need to talk to you anymore. I just want to tell you that your time is short, but my time is forever because I'm a child of God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will enter into the rest of God. So what's the rest of the story? I enter into the rest of God. What is the peace of God? I gave up all the other pieces, but I just kept God. And now I have the peace of God. The peace of God that passeth all understanding is ours in Christ Jesus. The storm was raging. The disciples are in a boat. They've been trying to get across the sea. Jesus speaks and says, peace! Be still. Now I grow up hearing that as if peace was the name of the storm. I mean, I grew up hearing it like this. Jesus said, peace, be still. So it sounded like the storm was peace, and He's telling the storm to shut up. But I don't believe that's at all what was happening. I believe what was happening is that Jesus recognized the attack of the enemy against the disciples, and He said, peace! And every demon cowered. Peace! And the wind heard what He said. Peace! And the waves heard what He said. From the depths of the sea to the highest heavens, when Jesus says, peace! Every earthly and demonic authority must bow. And then He says, shut up! Yeah, that's what He said. Be still. Be still. The rest was not in the big wind. Ask Elijah. Elijah, where was Where was the rest? Where was the peace? I heard a big wind. Earth is shaking. There's fire going on. There's all kinds of fireworks. But then there was a still small voice that spoke. Elijah listened and said, "Oh, that's God. That's God." You may need to go home and just shout peace real loud. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Some of you may have a storm this morning. And your boat may be rocking around. The waves may be licking over the side of the boat. And the winds may be rattling the shutters of your brain. But you have the authority this morning to do what Jesus did. And you can say peace. And you can say, "Shut up, devil! I will not entertain your storm." No. Will not entertain it. Oh, the enemy may have been successful in the past, but I believe someone here this morning that's listening to this message is going to say, "But I don't have to keep failing. I don't have to keep going through the same storm. I know who I am in God, and He's given me authority. And I speak peace over my house." The day will probably come when we have home groups again at our house. We just had one problem with that. I think Bob and Esther and the rest of you may have this problem too. But you may not see it as a problem. But we had Bible studies at our house. We had people that never wanted to go home. And we had children to put to bed. And we love you, but you know, after 11:30, you know, we had stuff to do the next day. But you know what I really liked about that? People would say, "There's peace in this house. Peace in the house." Your home should be a place of peace. Unbelievers should be able to walk in your house and just wonder what happened to them. It should feel like jumping into a cold river or a warm stream. They should be able to experience the presence of God. I believe that we as believers, when we're in and out of each other's homes, that we come in with the peace of God. The Word said, if the home is worthy, leave your peace as well. Come in peace, walk out in peace. My prayer is that every one of our homes are profoundly filled with the peace of God, because we are at rest in Him. Amen. I need help, Bob and Esther. Come help me do communion.
Well, hallelujah.
It's good.
As we were talking about peace and the power of peace, I was thinking about when we remember Jesus Christ and this wafer symbolic of His body that was shed for us. I was thinking, sitting there just now, that God, You are a great disruptor. Now, a disruptor, hallelujah, can be like turning the switch off to your lights in the house or something. The switch interrupts it. But God's way beyond a disruptor. He will shake the winds and the turbulence. He just takes it, quenches it. He grabs hold of it. So peace in our life. We'd have to remember that. Because I was here real early this morning, and I had the presence. Some of the people walking in were like still steeping in what had happened during the week. And I was thinking, the truth is what sets us free. I mean, we've got to move beyond just a simple Sunday service. When we come together like this, we're in agreement with each other. The truth has been shared with us this morning. Hallelujah. The great disruptor, Jesus Christ, just switches our ideas and our thoughts. That's what happens with our thoughts. God just takes it and says, hey, be still. Do you hear me? God's saying, as you do this in remembrance of me, you have to say to the Lord, Lord, I hear you. I'm listening, Father. Help me with my lack of faith, the Word of God says. It's spoken of. Lord, I believe you, but I lack the faith. Somewhere in there, there's that disconnect. So right now, we connect with you, Lord Jesus. We just lay everything aside. And we admit, Lord, that just to do this at this moment is not complete, Lord, unless we remember all that you've done. We have to remember. So as we partake together, we join together and say, Holy Spirit, don't allow us to forget what Jesus has done. Don't allow us to get busy with our own thought life, Father. But contain us, Father, so we can boldly come into your kingdom and your throne. And we declare that we are in remembrance of what you've done. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us instruction, teaching us, counseling us, as you do even now this moment. I ask you sanctify this wafer as we partake of it. And we give you all the praise, Lord. We will not forget what you've done. We look forward to that day when you return. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead.
Father, thank you for not only for the broken body that was given for us, thank Lord God. Father, I just thank you, praise you, and worship you this morning for your shed blood, Lord.
Yes.
That washes us and cleanses
Hallelujah.
Us and makes us yes. every whit whole. And that's my prayer this morning.
Breath.
That each one of us would cry out and Breath. Say, Jesus. We want to be made every whit whole. Thank you for shedding your blood and cleansing us this day afresh and anew.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead and partake.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stewart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in